Ki mi goy gadol. The Torah tells us the greatness of Klal Yisrael, the greatness of our nation. And what it says is not what you were expecting. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Our nation is a nation to whom God is close in all of our callings to Him. The greatness of Klal Yisrael is that we can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He listens to us. Chazal tell us, Le'avas Hashem Elokeichem, you have to love God, uli'ovdo, and to serve Him. And when we hear those words, la'ovdo, service, it conjures up service in the Beis HaMikdash. We're right in the midst of all the parshios of the Mishkan. Service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Beis HaMikdash. But the pasuk continues in a way that amazes Chazal. Li'avas Hashem Elokeichem uli'ovdo b'chol levavchem. Serve God in your heart. Every time I read that, I always think that one could mistake the instructions to become a cardiac Jew. A cardiac Jew, you don't keep Shabbos, you don't keep kosher, you don't keep family purity, but I'm a Jew in my heart. Serving God in your heart, that doesn't cost anything. That's not very difficult. So what is the Torah telling us? La'avdo b'chol levavchem. Says the Gemara in Tainis, Hevi Omer zu tfila. Davening. Tfila. And the Maral, among many others, is astounded. How is tefillah service? How is tefillah avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, part of the problem is that when we hear the word tefillah, we translate it Christian. What do I mean, Christian? We translate it into English. And English is a Christian language. So we translate tefillah as prayer. And the Brits, if they still remember how to talk English and not being corrupted by the Americans, will tell you that the word pray really means to beg, please. So we misunderstand tefillah as prayer, that we're supposed to beg God for something that he doesn't really want to do it, he doesn't really care, but if I beg and pray hard enough, maybe I can get him, kiviyochol, to change his mind and give me something that he wasn't planning on giving me. Something like when you throw a temper tantrum for your parents and they give you something that they didn't really want to give you. That's a basic fundamental mistake in the whole concept of tefillah. And it deprives us of the ability to get out of tefillah what it's supposed to be. So first, to analyze the word. What's the root of the word tefillah? Lifalel. Where do we find that word in the Chumash? When Yaakov is speaking to Yosef, and Yosef introduces his two children, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef at the end, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, Re'o fanecha lo filalti. Seeing your face, lo filalti, and yet I have seen now your children. Says Rashi, what is this lo filalti? Lo mila'ani libi lachshov machshava she'er'e panecha od. It never filled my heart to think a thought that I'm ever going to see you, your face, and yet I now have been blessed to see your children. And then Rashi, the next Rashi focuses on exactly the translation of that word filalti. Lashon machashava. It's a language of thought. And we have, a few weeks ago we read, Parshas Mishpatim, that when a certain litigation happens, v'natan biflilim. Flilim is a court, judges. We have this word lefalel to mean thought, imagination, judgment. What does that have to do with tefillah? What is the activity that we are involved in when we daven? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world. It's a world of nature. It's a world of cause and effect. Lots and lots of things can happen in lots and lots of different ways. And people are healthy, and people get married, and people have children, and people have successful careers without any davening. The system is there, cause and effect. And when we think of davening, we think that we're supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that we don't have. And there's a huge chiddush in the Sfas Emes about that. Sfas Emes says that if you have a lot of money in the bank and you're not too speculative, you're going to probably wake up tomorrow with money in the bank. And maybe then what your davening could be is, listen, God, everything is fine. I got everything in place. Just don't mess it up. Says the Sfas Emes, real tefillah is to daven for what you have as an acknowledgement of where it comes from. Because since there are so many systems in place, God hides out. We just finished Purim, where we had to look for God's presence in a setup that could have easily been understood as coincidence, as politics, as nature. We want to focus on the realization that what we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we doing? Tefillah is the opportunity to bring God into our lives. To live in a world that looks random and looks coincidental and can get along just fine, chas v'chalila, without God there, and we want to bring Him into our life. We want to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is the opportunity to have a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you, and you have to care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His world. Tefillah is the opportunity for a relationship. Now, what does a relationship require? What does it mean to have a relationship? Well, the first thing is knowledge. You want to have a relationship with somebody, you got to get to know them. And you've got to be ready to spend time. You've got to have interest. You have to have focus. It has to be intentional rather than coincidental. You don't have a relationship, or when there's a haphazard, once in a while, rushed interaction. Tefillah gives you the opportunity to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal set it up so that if you follow the system, that you have the potential to have a relationship as the result. But you've got to be ready to invest the time. And when you think about it, a Jew spends a lot of time every day davening. Hey, I'm not going to talk about the 24-minute chakras that they have in America, but 35, 40, 45 minutes chakras, another 12 to 18 minutes for mincha, another 15 minutes for Ma'ariv, you're well over an hour. But you've got to have focus. You can't be... Now it's almost horrendous that you can be davening and looking at your cell phone at the same time. I mean, that's unfortunately how we have relationships today. Right? Everybody communicates with their cell phone. That cartoon of a baby sitting in the carriage with a smartphone, texting mother, I'd like a bottle. You've got to be focused. And you have to have knowledge. Chazal set up Shmona Esrei so that the first three brachos are you getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about his world. Rofei Cholim, Matir Asurim, Somech Noflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested. And we have to communicate that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we're interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our agenda. That creates a relationship. That creates communication. That creates a dialogue. But what else are we thinking about? We go back to the word lefalel. What are we supposed to think about when we're davening? Well, the next, after the first three brachos, so the next 12/13 brachos are focused on our needs. And this is one of the problems the Maral has. How is that avoda? How is it avoda? How is it service to present a shopping list to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what we want, of what we need? So, one thing the Maral points out is that it's an acknowledgement of our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dependence creates connection. So it's a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're dependent. We realize that all those things that we have them from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides out in nature, and we found him. And we acknowledge that we have them from him. And as the Sfas Emes says, and we're saying we don't want them just because we have them and because yesterday we had them, so today we'll have them if you don't mess us up. But we want to have them today because you're giving them to us today. But now we have to ask and analyze, what do we really need? What do we want? What do we need? Why? That's introspection. That's lefalel. You want money? Why? Would you like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to care about your needs? Yeah. Do you care about his needs? How are you aligning what you want with what he wants? That's part of the avoda. That's part of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge that we are here in a purposeful world with an agenda. The material physical world is purposeless. There's a scientific world and there's a mathematical world, and it runs on its own. And people can run their lives on its own. And all I'm interested in is the mechanistic aspects of how do I get what I egocentrically want for me. And I just tuned all purpose out of the world, and I certainly tuned God out of the world. So, what the activity that we're supposed to be involved in tefillah, lifalel, is introspection. All of the commentaries, any book about tefillah, points out that the verb is lehitpalel. Lehitpalel is reflexive. We're doing something to ourselves. We talked earlier about trying to change God's mind the way you try to change your parents' mind when they don't want to give you something that you want. Lehitpalel is not to change God's mind, but it's to act on ourselves. God doesn't change, we change. We align what we want with God's agenda. That's part of the avoda, that's part of the service, and that's part of the work. Clarify what you want. One of our biggest problems, in today's world especially, but apparently Chazal anticipated it a couple of millennia ago, is we're not even sure what we want. No, we don't know what we want, so that's why we have advertising. So advertising can tell you what you want, or what you're supposed to want. Tefillah is to tune everything else out and really go deep inside yourself and say, what do you want? Not what do your parents want? Not what do your rabbis want? Not what do your friends want? What do you want? And hopefully the answer to that lies in your relationship with God. Self-awareness of why you're in this world. Why did God put you here? You have a relationship with your Creator. And you want to align your purpose and your will with His. That's takes time. That takes focus. That's what's supposed to be going on in tefillah. That's why there's a concept of a fixed time for davening. And there's an ideal of a fixed place. Because relationships require time, intent, place. You don't create a relationship with somebody, oh well, if we happen to meet in the street, we'll talk. No, you set a time, an appointment, and you're not late if you care about the person. And you don't rush it. And you don't focus on anything else except the person you're trying to have a relationship with. Says that Hasidim Arishonim Sha'u Shah Achas. They used to come and sit for a few minutes before davening. What were they doing? They were preparing themselves to think about what we need. It's a preparation and it's an activity. And if we just zoom through it whenever it's convenient for us, so then we've destroyed the whole concept of relationship. There are laws of nature. There's clouds and there's rain. And it happens. Let's look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be set up. So we have a contradiction in Sefer Bereishis in the creation process. You know that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain things. And on the third day, He created vegetation. Vayomer Elokim tachei haaretz deshe esev mazuya zera itz priyose prilimino asher zarovo al haaretz vayichein. And that is vayer vayivoker yom shlishi. Third day. Now we fast forward to chapter 2, where there's a recount of creation process. And it says, Kol siach ha-sadeh terem yeh ba'aretz, v'chol esev ha-sadeh terem yitzmach, that all of the vegetation, before it was on the earth, and the vegetation or the grass before it sprouted, it wasn't yet there. Why not? Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha-aretz, because God didn't bring rain yet. Okay, we need rain for the vegetation to grow. Ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adamah. And man isn't there to work the ground. And Chazal are bothered, Rashi brings it, what's the connection? What's the connection here? Well, and especially since man isn't going to be created until the third day, the sixth day, right? And the vegetation was created on the third day. So what's going on here? So says Rashi, that the vegetation was created on the third day under the ground, and it didn't yet sprout up. That's what it says. Siach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz, terem yitzmach. It did not yet sprout up. Why not? Because God didn't bring rain. And why didn't God bring rain? Because there's no man there. There's no man. Ein makir. I'm sorry, we'll go back a couple of words. Kiloim tir, God didn't bring rain. My time, says Rashi. Why didn't God bring rain? Lefisha adam ayin lavoret adama. Man isn't there to work the ground. So what? God doesn't need man to work the ground. The rain falls, the plants sprout. Continues Rashi. Ve'ein makir betovatam shel gishamim. There's no man to realize the value of the rain. Ukishaba adam viadashem tzorech haolam. When man came into the world and saw something's missing, rain is missing because the plants aren't growing. Hitpalel alehem viyardu vitzamchu. He davened for the rain, and then the rain came. God has set up the world in a way that He wants man to daven to unlock the natural process. And there's another word here, very important. Ein makir betovatam shel gishamim. One of the things that God wants from us is appreciation. Gives us an unbelievable world, and we take it for granted. So part of the process, part of the activity of tefillah, of davening, is to think about all the great things you have and where it came from, and appreciate it and acknowledge it. And then we get back to the lifalel. Now, what are you doing with that? What are you doing with all the great things that God gave you? All of a sudden, you can start realizing, as the Sfas Emes says, you know what? I really have a lot. I'm not asking God for what I don't have. I'm focusing on what am I going to do with what I do have. And then, of course, you can say, and if I would have more, I would be able to do more. But it starts by aligning what you want with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It starts with making purposeful decisions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda. And then you say, now I need these resources to better fulfill your agenda. Tefillah creates a dialogue. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you, and you're talking to Him, and you're also talking to yourself. We come back to the idea, do you really know what you want? Do you really know why you want all the things you're asking for? That's true avoda, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do that, when your middle 12, 13 brachos are focused on that, then it becomes very easy to conclude your Shmona Esrei with the three brachos of Hodah, of thanks and appreciation. So, you don't realize how good you have it here in yeshiva, in davening. You're not taking advantage of it the way you could. But if you're taking your davening seriously, when you leave yeshiva, you have to really work much harder to spend the time, the focus, the fixed nature, and there's another aspect. Tzibur. We talk about a relationship. A relationship cannot be egocentric. A relationship cannot be inwardly focused. A relationship has to be outwardly focused. And we're very egocentric. And the idea that that we're coming to daven with a minyan, with a tzibur, means that you're also thinking about how you can help and impact others to facilitate their davening. And your connection with other Jews helps connect you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why tefillah b'tzibur is so important. We're very self-centered. We're very egocentric. Our agendas are very self-centered. And part of the way to open it up is to realize you have to be connected with other people. Tefillah b'tzibur. We have a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might listen to the tefillah of an individual, and he might not. But the tzibur is always answered. Because that's the direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Migoy gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the nation. That's also part of the activity of creating that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship is not just with the individual, but it's with the tzibur. A lot of challenges, a lot of things we just take for granted, a lot of opportunity, a lot of potential in that 45, 50 minutes in the morning. And you want to look when you leave yeshiva for a place that at least gives you 40 minutes where you can focus, where you can concentrate, when you can be mifalel and mitpalel, introspect, think, not take it for granted. Not just roll along and say the same thing you said yesterday, today. But spend the time to have a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a dialogue with yourself. Then, tefillah can really become avoda shebelev. It's really the inner heart. It's the work that happens inside. Great, great opportunities. Appreciate that opportunity and utilize it 3 times a day.